Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, this morning, I just want to share with you, it's such a simple principle from the Scripture, and so for many of us, it's just going to be a reminder, and for others, it's like, yeah, I kind of thought about that, but maybe we would move it a little bit more towards the forefront of our faith and faithfulness with the Lord, and so I want to talk to you about something. You know, when we talk about spiritual awakening or spiritual renewal or vibrancy being restored or revival or some kind of refreshing that comes to our faith, or that it's just you feel the spirit of life, just, you know, doubt goes away and increased faith comes and a passion comes. I mean, I was talking to one lady back here. She's experienced physical healing. The curse of fear has been broken. She's got such peace and everything. She just says, I just can't. Yeah, you can give the Lord the glory. And Karen says to me, you know, I just can't wait to get here to see what else the Lord's going to do. I said, you keep that, because it's spreading, and it's going to spread. And if you're here and you ain't got it yet, you just keep coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we all need it from time to time. We need days of refreshing and just the Lord to come in close and, you know, transform us and just, you know, infuse us and indwell in us and fill us. Oh. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that He does that and that He wants to do it. And so we talk about days like this, and we know that, you know, it takes prayer and, it takes fasting and seeking the Lord more and crucifying our flesh and, you know, all of those things. And so when we speak about this refreshing, reviving, renewing, want to come, you know, we get excited about things that says, okay, here's the 5 steps in prayer to, you know, bring revival. And, you know, here's the 6 steps to, you know, spiritual battle. And the fruit is, you know, a spiritual awakening. And those things are good. And I believe they're biblical. And I think we need to listen. And I think we need to, you know, practice those things. But I want to share with you something this morning that you don't maybe really hear about as this great weapon, so to speak, in our life that makes those kinds of moves of the Spirit possible. And so I want to share this with you. And it's such a simple thing, but it's a challenging thing that we deal with all the time. And we don't really look at it as some kind of weapon. We look at all these demonstrative things that we can do. And I want you to know those demonstrative things are important and they have a place and they're part of this spiritual growth for us. But those things can become meaningless, powerless, if we don't take care of what we're going to talk about this morning. So this is kind of the backbone or the behind the scenes thing that we need to take care of, that I need to take care of in my life, so that all these other things that we do to seek the Lord and see reviving and renewing and spiritual growth, that all these other things that we do are backed by what I'm going to talk about this morning. I want to read a few scriptures to you. It's in Luke chapter 16, verse 10. I'm going to read from Matthew 25, 23 and Luke 19, 7. And so here we go. He who is faithful in a very little thing. Would you say that? A very little thing. Come on, say it again. A very little thing. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. He who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous in much. Matthew 25. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." One more passage. Luke 19, verse 7. He said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be an authority over 10 cities." As I look at those passages, it seems to strongly suggest that very little things are a really big deal to God. And that we are judged and rewarded by how we diligently and faithfully deal with very little things. You see, in our society and in our tendency, we like to focus on the big events. Because, you know, we all get together and woohoo, it's a good time. And, you know, we who are involved, you plan things, you work hard, you put things together, you network with people, you put all of this effort into this big event that, you know, is going to be the big deal, and, you know, it's in the public eye, and a lot of people see it, and it's kind of that occasion where it's, you know, rallying a lot of people, and, you know, the reputation of doing something good is on the line, and so we put a lot of effort into the big events. Now, listen, the big events are important, and they will come and go in our life. But the reality is, all of us spend most of our time doing common, very little things, common tasks. That's how we spend most of our time. And we kind of get our eye on the big events and that they're more important or that they're more noble. Now listen, there are more noble things than others. We know that. There are noble tasks. But sometimes we begin to look at these things in a skewed way in our mind. You know, I remember when I traveled full-time in ministry, itinerant preacher, travel and preach, you can call it evangelist, I did some of that, whatever. And so you do that, and so what tends to happen when that goes on is I would show up in a place and they would introduce me and they'd all clap and then we'd have a good time of ministry and people would, you know, give their life to the Lord, they'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, they would experience healing, a renewing, a refreshing, or the Lord would speak to them or give them direction, do something like that, okay? And so whether I was there for a day or you're there for a few days or you're doing a camp or whatever it is, and you know, this is what the Lord was doing in them. You know, yeah, I showed up. And so, you know, they start to think, hey, gee, he showed up, all this good stuff happened. You know, he's this really noble guy. Well, they get that snapshot of the big event. Because I want you to know that that life, I mean, it's great and everything, but it stinks. Dragging your bags all over airports, traveling, trying to catch up with people and phone people and return calls while you're traveling and doing this and doing that. And then you got to go and you got to hop in a car or pay a cab or rent a vehicle or drive your own. And you go, you know, all the stuff and you get a flat and you break down and you get, you know. So the hour or hour and a half that you minister is great. And so, you know, growing up, I'd get this view, oh, man, these evangelists, they just got this great life and all, because I'd show up at the big event. I didn't see all the very little things that went along with it that they had to do. You look at this, like on a Sunday, we come together, this is our big weekly event, Sunday mornings. You know, it's where I work a half a day a week. I want you to know that this time and what I do up here, it is a noble task, and it's not because I'm noble. He has made this a noble task. However, this is a very small portion of my week compared to all the very little things that I do. Most of my life is consumed with common tasks, just like yours. Common tasks, the very little things. The very little things that you and I need to take care of and be faithful with, because it seems that God judges and rewards based on how we do the very little things in our life. The big events matter. But if we were to put the same effort and be as conscientious as we are in the big things we plan, the big events of our life, the big weekend away or whatever it is, if we would take that energy and diligence and keep it for the events, but also keep it for how we deal with very little things in our life, where there's no audience, there's thankless jobs. You see, I would show up and speak, and they clap for me, but never once did I ever see them bring up the janitor. I never saw them bring up the five little old ladies. No, wait, if you don't walk like that, it's because you're not old. So right away you assumed I was talking about you. You are still spry. The five little old ladies who pray day and night for 2 months for the big event. The things they do in secret. The very little things that matter that the custodian does. That all the things that those in the tech booth, from video to sound to special effects and how they make me look thinner. You're still working on that, right? Yeah. Zoom out. See, it takes a whole lot of people to do these things. And a lot of it behind the scenes, and a lot of it just a common task. We get caught up in the big and the noble. Listen, let me give you some examples. A wedding does not make a marriage. I mean, you need to have the wedding. And the wedding's important. And you make vows, and it's before God, and it's a big celebration, and people are dressed up, and food, and it costs a lot. And sorry to put my personal view on this in the sermon this morning, but you know that marrying off my third daughter. Lord, I've never thanked you for only giving me three. I just want to take now and tell you thanks for only giving me three. Okay. So, you know, married two off, marrying the third off. You know, but a wedding, a marriage does not make. An anniversary, a marriage does not make. Those events are important, and they're good. But you know how they become meaningful? It is by how we spend the rest of our life outside of those big events, continually, constantly paying attention and doing the very little things. If we don't do those things, and we plan the big, you know, 7-day or 10-day cruise with our spouse, that does not make a marriage. Do you know what's going to make that cruise nice? Is if on the day-to-day and the week-to-week, the very little things, the courtesies, the thoughtfulness, the work, the serving, if that's what's happening, the week, the 10-day cruise will be great. But if you think that's the answer and not doing the very little things, oh, I'm telling you, day three, he's ready to go, I'm stuck on a ship with her. He's at the rail and he's thinking about, I'm jumping. Hey, listen. She's over here going, he's close. I think I'll push him. If he thinks just taking me on this cruise is going to fix everything, ho-ho. Do they have marriage counselors on this love boat trip? You know, it's the little things. All the very little things. It's all the very little things that we do all week, spiritually, and how we treat people, that give power to what happens here on a Sunday morning. You see, one of the greatest tools and weapons in our arsenal for a spiritual awakening, spiritual renewing, refreshing, it's the praying, it's the fasting, it's the seeking, it's all of that, but not at the expense of sacrificing and not paying attention to the very little things in our life. If we don't take care of that, all the demonstrative stuff we do up here will have no backbone of power behind it. Because the very little things in our life, the common tasks, seem to be what God looks at. The things that are done in secret. The thankless things. What makes a marriage work? I'll give you a couple of things what makes this work at my house. And not that we are the pinnacle of the best marriage. I'm just saying this is that I take the trash out. And that I run it to the dump. I mean, there's times she takes it out of the bag and opens the garage door and just throws it in on the floor so it's in my way when I go out. But, you know. You know what makes it work is that the house is clean. You know what makes it work is I cut the grass. You know what makes it work is that I have a garden box with dirt in and cow manure that I put in there. You see, it's not just what I do on Sunday morning. It's all the little things that you and I do that God looks at. It's when no one's around. It's all the things that Sue has done. All the repeatable tasks. I mean, we're not thrilled with them to begin with. I mean, you know, she can wipe the floor and she can turn around and say, why did I even do that? Now the dogs came in. And Randy, you walked through with what you think were clean boots. Sorry. It's all the little things. And then she's got to clean it again throughout the week. You know, not that I could ever figure it out, and I don't think she's counted, but I wonder how many loads of laundry she's done. Since we've been married and then had four kids in 4.5 years. And I don't know that my kids ran around going, oh, blessed art thou, thanks for the clean clothes, Mom. Some of you are thinking, well, have you ever done that? Actually, I have thanked her. Not all the time and not enough. But I love that, you know, socks magically appear in my dresser drawer. All the stuff that she's done that we aren't even smart enough to recognize. You see, God sees that. We don't always see it, nor should we. It's just us embracing the idea and the understanding that I am supposed to take care of the very little things in my life. Still plan for the big events, plan for the big things, do the work, but be conscientious in the very little things because someone is watching me. And don't get the idea that if we do the very little things, we go, hey, God, you notice. Hey, God, you notice. Now bless me. You know, give me greater things. Listen, not all of that blessing and fruit will pour out in this life. You're going to be surprised in the millennial reign of Christ of who might be in charge of 10 cities. It may not be the business owner that you think is going to reign and have authority. It might be the person that you didn't really think had much notoriety, but they were so faithful in all the very little things that they had to do in their life. And they went about it in a good attitude and a good outlook, and they embraced the common task. And God says, I'm going to make you, you were faithful in these little things, I'm going to make you an authority over 10 cities. You see, he looks at it differently. You have to remember who he called. I mean, a lot of them were fishermen. And yet he gave the keys of the kingdom to these guys and said, I'm out of here. I'm going to go to my Father and send the Holy Spirit. These guys, fishermen, I mean, they would go out early, dark 30 in the morning to get out to fish. And maybe it wasn't a great day. And they come back in. And now they got to sit there on shore and work their way through and mend their nets. Oh, yeah, sign me up. I really want to do that job. Boring. The city didn't come out and say, hey, let's go watch them mend their nets. Look at those guys. Everybody, hey, let's sing a chorus to them. It was a very little thing. It was a common task. It's something that needed to be done. And they did it. They were faithful in these little things. And Jesus walked along and said, you're faithful in these little things. You're going to be faithful in much. Follow me. We don't see that because we look differently. We looked at the big events. He was supposed to call all the religious leaders because they're standing out on the street corner praying out loud and long prayers and doing all this religious stuff. They were not faithful with the little things. They were unrighteous in much. See, we look at great revival and a great move of God and spiritual growth to be a demonstrative service with people coming under the power of God. And I believe in those things. I've been a part of those things. I've watched them come and stay and go and come again. Long for those days. Been a part of the prayer for years and all of the things that go along with laboring and hoping for those days. But I want you to know these constant, consistent, very little things, it's a lifetime of it. Most of our life, every day, is consumed with the common tasks. Showing up at the job. Doing your part. Day in, day out, week after week. God's seeing those things. Watching those things. You think it's not important, or you're not the supervisor, you're not the boss, you're not the regional manager, you're not the... Hey, listen. The very little things and how we embrace that part of our life becomes a backbone, a behind the scenes, the secret things we do that God notices. Becomes the backbone of our faith and our prayers. I think if we keep those very little things tended to, I think he hears our prayers. I think he answers quicker. Because there's a power behind him that's very real, genuine, authentic, and who we are, and understanding it's about God seeing. I'm going to let you in on something. This isn't pat me on the back or anything like that. I'm going to let you in on one very little thing that I do. Okay, just one. And I'm doing this for the sake of illustration. So I'm not robbing myself of some, you know, great eternal reward. Let me share with you how very, 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 very little this is. When I walk through this church, There are times that I notice there's a little piece of tissue, or there's a little thread or some lint thing or whatever that's on the carpet. I've been down and picked that up. Nobody sees me. I don't know if there's anybody around. So it's not like... You know, just walking through here. Many times when there's nobody here, I see it, I pick it up. Now, I know that we have Dennis, who cleans this building. Dennis Sherman does a great job. I mean, so when I see, I pick it up. I don't go, Dennis will get that. Now, do I go through and clean every room and take everything and do all that? No, because then he won't have a job, and mine, the one I'm responsible for, will never get done. But when I see something like that, I know that there's somebody watching me. Now, that is such a small thing, and you think that is such a weak example, and well, then just tolerate me for a moment. But it's one very, 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 very little thing that I know that God sees, that I do, because I'm responsible to do the very little things in my life. Because most of my life is about common tasks. Just like yours. Those very little things are a very big deal to God. It seems to be how we are judged and rewarded. It's the constant little considerations that we show one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, or that we show as parents or children or spouses. It's all those very little things that can make the big events nice, meaningful, and powerful. It's all the very little things done in secret behind the scenes. God is into the stuff that happens that's secret and that are very little. I mean, here's three things that he mentions. Is he mentions how we're supposed to give, how we're supposed to pray, how we're supposed to fast. All of them are supposed to be done in secret. If you were to look in Matthew chapter 6, he talks about how to give. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Give. What God sees, and this is what it says, in each one of these passages I'm going to tell you, what God sees in secret, he will reward openly. So when you give, you don't have to go, oh, did you see the amount? I'm sorry. When we pray, he says, go in your closet and shut the door. Because what God sees in secret, he'll reward openly. Fasting. He says, when you fast, says this in Matthew 16, fix yourself up so that it would appear to people that you're not fasting. Because God sees what is in secret, and he rewards openly. These very little things, these secret things, are very important to God, and how his kingdom works, and how blessing comes. I'll tell you a little story. This last week, I had the privilege of doing a funeral for Julie Schnitzler's mother, Emma. Now, as of tomorrow, April 1st, me and my family will have been pastoring this church for 13 years. When we first moved here, we rented a house that was for sale. We were just looking for short-term until we found a more of a long-term house. We had to move several times into houses that were for sale till we found what we were going to buy and what the Lord would provide and all of that. And so we lived in this yellow house, this old house, two-story house. And we rented that, and it was next to the house that was on the corner. And there was an older lady who lived there and who I chit-chatted once with or whatever, and then saw her again and walked down the sidewalk to greet her and just talk to her. It's just one very little thing. God brought me to this town and supposed to reach people. So I would talk with her. We chatted a little bit. And then she opened up about problems she was having. And so I listened. And I shared something with her. And it was meaningful to her. In fact, it was sometime later that I saw her in the community. And I said, "Hi." And she said, "Hello. And you know, I remember, oh, your sweet family. And oh, and I remember I shared with you this, and this is what you told me." And I saw her maybe over the years here, maybe a handful of times. Well, here I am doing this funeral, and I see her sitting here. Afterwards, I go over and greet her, and she says, "I'm Betty. I am Emma's sister." And I remember, and she pulls over one of her relatives, "I remember he moved next to me and he shared something with me that was very meaningful, and I remember it to this day." Now, it was some very small little thing. See, that's the beauty of longevity. It's the beauty of taking care of very small, very little things in our life. Because through time, the very little things, as they accumulate, they have a very big impact. You see, when you give something very little for someone to do, and they follow through, and they do it, you go, "Hey, I think I can trust them." And they have that reputation. And you have them do something for you. Or you give them something to do, and they do it. Or they show up and do it, and you didn't even ask. And you begin to tell somebody else about that person. Or they notice something that they did for you. And that's just one very tiny little thing. But over time, you do a lot of very little tiny things. Especially in a community like this. All these tiny, very little things that you just do. Because you've embraced them. Because our life is made up of the common little things that we do. And over time, there's so many of those things with so many different people and so many things we do behind the scene because we've embraced it, we have a good attitude towards the Lord. It's just what we do. And through time, they multiply and then they connect. And all of a sudden, one day, they have a big impact. You see, this life is made up of years and years of very little things that we all do. And if we pay attention to them, and we're faithful with them, and we're consistent, we're constant with it, fruit's going to come. But we're judged and rewarded according to how we do the very little things, not just the big things in our life, not when just there's an audience. What we do in secret in the very little things are the backbone of who we are, the authenticity of our faith. Are we really the living church of Jesus Christ? So that when we come to things that are more exposed and big matters and the big events, they've got such a power behind them and a fruitfulness behind them rather than putting on the show, and behind it is emptiness, rudeness, no diligence, only doing things for an audience, acting terrible in the home, doing shady deals behind the scenes, all those things. Yeah. Betty says to me, you mentioned that a sister called Emma the day before she passed. She said that was me. And I made the peace with my sister the day before she passed. Embrace the idea that most of our life is common task. And that we have a lifelong career of these very little things that God sees, that God watches, we're judged by, we're rewarded by. And the makeup of all those little things carry great power behind the big events of our life. If Sue and I do the very little things, if we should ever decide to go on vacation together, it will be good because we got to take care of the very little things. Don't think a date is going to make up for the absence of being inconsiderate. Like you go on a one-night date and you think, oh, I can turn it on for one night. What? That don't fly. I know. See? Spiritually, you and I need to pay attention to the very little things in our life. You start a new business, it's not just the big billboard you put on the highway. It's the phone call you make. It's the business card you hand out. It's the kind act that you show someone who may never be a client. You're doing the very little things. And over time, they build, and they build, and they build, and they become fruitful. If you and I will pay attention to the very little things in our life. Playing catch with a kid. Taking time to listen to somebody. Not letting your impatience show when you want to really be somewhere else and you don't want to listen to their story. But you stay engaged and you listen. And you show care. God sees that. He sees that. How in the world would he ever make someone an authority over 10 cities who's never learned to listen and take time for people?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is the ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.